Good morning. We come to praise and to worship, just like we did last night. We come to say, happy birthday, Jesus. We come to say, Lord, just thank you for what you do for each one of us. Thank you for intermingling with your people, Lord. Thank you for coming into our hearts as we invite you. Thank you for doing what you do for us, Lord. But now help each one of us do what we're supposed to do for you, to pick up our crosses and to move and do like you do, Lord, because we're supposed to replicate everything that you do because you come to live inside of us. And now we just say, Lord, help me to become more like you. Help me to pick up my cross and say, Lord, forgive me for this or that because there's some things in me that have not yet changed to be more like you, Lord. So help me, Holy Spirit, to be all that I can be for you. Help me, Holy Spirit, to be, I should say, just to be obedient. Because I hear you often speak and I don't acknowledge you and I don't say, yes, Lord, I will. So, Lord, just help each one of us to say, I will. Today I choose. I will serve you today. I will be honorable in all the ways and all the things that I do, Lord, to represent you because that's what it's all about is you reside in me and you're always speaking to keep me on the right course. So thank you, Lord, for helping me to stay on that course. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because I cannot do it on my own. Thank you, Lord, because you shape and mold each one of us, Lord, as we say yes to you and we walk out in obedience. And then we can hear you at the end of the day saying, thank you, son, for doing this or doing that. Or thank you, daughter, for doing this or doing that. Because you heard my voice and you acknowledged me and you did what I called you to do. So, Lord, just help us to hear and help us to see. Give us eyes to hear. Give us eyes to hear and see, Lord, what you're doing and what you want to do. Because your presence is within each one of us. And as we take you to the situation to see a mighty and wonderful demonstration of what you want to do and not how we want to handle it. So, Lord, just thank you for who you are in each one of us. And we just say, thank you, Lord. Holy is the Lord, and he lives in me. And we thank you in Jesus' name as we sit here and sing and praise and worship and say happy birthday again as we did last night at our little birthday party. So thank you, Lord, for what you do for each one of us, Lord. And we acknowledge who you are, and we acknowledge that you suffered and died for each one of us on that cross, Lord, that we can stand here and praise you and worship you, Lord, because you said, your word says in Proverbs, what good are you to me in the grave? He doesn't want you to die and go anywhere. He wants you to live and live abundantly with his Holy Spirit directing you and correcting you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Oh, come, ye, oh, come. herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of the virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail incarnate deity. Pleased with us in flesh to dwell, Jesus of peace. Hail the Son of righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that we no more may die. Born to raise us from are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees. Christ was born. Oh, night divine, oh, night divine. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we. Let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. His power and glory evermore proclaim. His power and glory.
That mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Spring, come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds. shadows of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight.
Sells. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. In excelsis Deo. Anybody know what that means? In Latin, it means glory to God in the highest. That's what we're singing. Glory, glory, glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Giving Him all the glory. It's fun when He uses us, but let us remember it's not us, it's Him. It's all about Him. We want to give Him the glory. And that's what it says in Psalm 115, which I'm going to read. 115 chapter of Psalm. It says, Psalms 115, to you alone, O Lord, to you alone, and not to us must glory be given because of your constant love and faithfulness. Amen. To Him alone, to Him alone. That's Psalm 115. I'm going to come right back to it, but I'm going to jump to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, partway through verse 5 and then 6 and 7. It says, each one of us does the work which the Lord gave him to do. I planted the seed, Apollos watered the plant, but it was God who made the plant grow. Verse 7, the one who plants and the one who waters really do not matter. It is God who matters because He makes the plant grow. And then jumping back to 115, to you alone, O Lord, to you alone, and not to us, must glory be given. Amen. So thank you, God. It's a privilege for us to be used by Him. But we give Him all the glory because He is who does the increase. Continuing in verse 2 of Psalm 115, why should the nations ask us, where is your God? Our God is in heaven. He does whatever He wishes. Their gods are made of silver and gold, formed by human hands. They have mouths but cannot speak, and eyes but cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, and noses but cannot smell. They have hands but cannot feel, and feet but cannot walk. They cannot make a sound. May all who made them and who trust in them become like the idols they have made. Verse 9. Trust in the Lord, you people of Israel. He helps you and protects you. Trust in the Lord, you priests of God. He helps you and protects you. Trust in the Lord, all of you that worship Him. He helps you and protects you. Verse 12, the Lord remembers us and will bless us. He will bless the people of Israel and all the priests of God. He will bless everyone who honors Him, the great and small alike. May the Lord give you children, you and your descendants. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. Heaven belongs to the Lord alone, but He gave the earth to us humans. The Lord is not praised by the dead, by any who go down to the land of silence. 18. But we, the living, will give thanks to Him now and forever. Praise the Lord. So we give Him the glory and we trust in Him and He will help us. And it says that also in 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, verses 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4. It says, let us give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the merciful Father, the God from whom all help comes. Verse 4, He helps us in all our troubles so that we are able to help others who have all kinds of troubles using the same help that we ourselves have received from God. So we don't want to take God for granted. We don't want to take His word for granted. We don't want to take His presence for granted, but we want to be thankful. We want to trust in the Lord. We want to give Him praise and glory. We want to accept His word and accept His help. James 1:21, accept the word He plants in our heart and then putting it into practice. So we want to read His word, declare His word, and then put it into practice. Do what His word says. Don't just hear it, but be a doer of the word, declaring his word, because faith comes by hearing and hearing from his word. So we say, yes, God, like we said last night, Mary, when the angel Gabriel brought Mary a word from the Lord, she said, I am the Lord's servant. May it be done unto me according to your word. And we can do the same thing. Read his word, declare his word over ourselves, over our situations, over people that are around us. And then put it into practice. Holy Spirit, show me how to apply this verse to my life. Remembering John 14:26, that the Holy Spirit will come and will teach us everything and will cause us to remember all that he said. So we thank you, God, for your word and for your presence in our life. We thank you for Jesus and that we have the privilege of celebrating his birthday. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
You know, I can sit here and sing these songs all day long, but what do they mean to me? I've sang them all my life. Didn't know one song from the other. Didn't really pay much mind other than I liked some of the girls that were singing it. But very simply, what does it mean? What do they mean to me? And thank God I now know what they mean. Because God has enlightened me. He has shown me the truth of his word. I wrote down here, let us adore him. You know how I used to adore him? I had a Christmas tree. You know how I decorated my Christmas tree? I hung beer cans on it. Now, if that isn't ignorant, what is? Christ the Lord, the anointed word. I didn't know anything about that word. I didn't know anything about that anointing. I didn't know anything about anything. But since it's that time, since I have met him, and since he has anointed me with his Holy Spirit, because just as Gary read it, the Holy Spirit will teach you all things. He'll bring back to your remembrance all these things. Yeah, all these things that I used to do that I don't do anymore. Thank God I'm a born again. A new way of doing things. Because that was also sung about in the songs. I can be born again. A new creation. I can do things a new way. I don't guarantee you one thing. They won't hang any beer cans on any trees around me. Because I guarantee you one thing. It won't be pleasant if they do. Because I'm still having a little bit of that old flesh left. But anyhow, newborn king, not the old man listening to the worldly ways. It says what? A newborn king. It says in Revelation chapter 1. It says, I'm a king and a priest. Jesus has made us kings and priests. He's given us everything we need, his Holy Spirit, to get through this world of trials and tribulations and troubles. But we're no longer of this world if we're born again. We're of the heavenly realm. We have it and can do it the spiritual way, that new way from on high, God's way, because it's the correct way. And then we'll see the right way demonstrated in the righteousness of God through all the things that he can and will do to each one of us, because he's promised us those things. A new life, a new way of doing things and not the old way. Let's see, what else do I write here? Glory to the newborn king. Hey, that newborn king's me. Because I have the Holy Spirit in me that's the king of all things, that is the power from on high. I can do all things according to what Christ Jesus' word says. I can do all things the way he told me I can do them. Because it's not me, it's him in me doing them. But very, very simply, he says, very simply, I'll come and sup with you. I'll show you the right way. Now, do I hear it? Do I see it? Do I look for it? Do I know it? You betcha I do. Because I have tasted and I've seen. Now I know that he is who he says he is. Born to give you a second birth. That's exactly right. He was born to give each one of us a second birth as he comes into each one of us as we're born again citizens of the heavenly realm. No longer of the earth, but now it says we were no longer terrestrial, but now we are celestial. What does that mean? You're a man from the stars, from the heavenlies. The Bible says that you were first with God back before you ever come here by way of your parents. So now he says at some point in time you're going to go back to him. But that's only if you're born again of the Spirit, because that's all that's going to go back to be with the Father. It certainly is going to be none of this flesh. This flesh suit's just going to go back into the earth and return back to dust, and because that's what we were made out of. But God did more than that. He gave us His Son. He gave us the heavenly. He gave us the Spirit that'll return back to Him, because it's only through the Spirit we can do all things. This is only through the Spirit we can worship Him. You must worship me with Spirit and truth. So the truth of His words, what I'm sitting here reading and looking at, it has a meaning different things to me nowadays. I know what it meant in the old days. It meant, hey, when can I get out of here and go shoot some pool? Or when can I get out of this, whatever I'm in, because I don't want to be here in the first place. Maybe my dad made me go to church or whatever, because I used to go to church way back when. My brother and I would walk to church, or at least we'd walk in that direction, let my father think we were going to church. But we'd get up there to the church, we'd turn around and head for the boardwalk right up here, a few feet from here. I spent half my life in Marty's Playland up there. We get done in time for church to be getting out. My brother and I run up to somebody, hey, mister, can I have your pamphlet? And we go home making up a lie about what the service was about, because we knew Dad would check us out when we got home. But then again, that's who we were back in the day. But we're no longer that creature or that creation. We're who God says we are. We're born again creation, loving our Creator, because now we know who He is. We've seen that He is who He says He is. Now He, just as Gary read, He takes us from glory to glory. Because why? Because we expect it. Because He said He would. It's His glory. He resides in us. And all of a sudden He's saying, okay, now go over there and do this and do that. But all you got to do is be obedient and turn in that direction. And I guarantee you, before you get there, you'll have exactly what you need, because you already have it. But He'll manifest Himself. He'll come alive in you with words of wisdom and knowledge, and you'll know what you know when you get over there to approach that situation. Because it won't be you, it'd be God. Because He knows all. And He'll tell you all. Because He wants things to come out of your mouth in the proper way, so people will know and see that God does and participates and lives in His people. So they won't want some. I used to hang around with people that we'd go different places. I didn't know enough about God to do anything. All I could do was sit there and admire it. All I could do is sit there and say, Lord, I want some of that. I wish I could do that. I'd like to know more about that. But I guarantee you one thing, I didn't know it, but along the way I was learning. How? By the Holy Spirit that I was in the presence of through these other people. To the point where we'd go to the funeral, and somebody said to me, what do you think? I said, the same thing you think. That person's going to come home in a back seat riding with us. Because we went out there anticipating that the Lord would lift him up as He said He would. He raised Jesus from the dead. He rose me from the dead. Because I was dead in my sin, dead in the things that I wanted to be dead in, because I didn't realize anything else. But I know His word now, because it says He'll give me a new abundant life, a life of absolute greatness and absolute joy, and absolutely knowing now what Christmas is really all about. So very simply, I'm like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You brought me from being a heathen to being a saint. It was all in a flash of an eyeball, so to speak. One minute I was, and the next minute I wasn't. But that's how God operates. One minute I didn't know nothing, and the next minute He just touched my heart, and I was a changed person, whether I knew it or not. But He was making the change, little by little, as it says, by precept upon precept, line upon line, word upon word, as He kept adding the words and the precepts and the lines, and then the Holy Spirit kept putting everything together, and I started to jump for joy, because I was starting to begin to understand who I really was. Because it says in 2 Peter, in the first chapter, third verse, everything pertaining to God and holiness is already in you, through the knowledge of Him. So you got to have that knowledge to understand who you really are, because you are Him and He is in you. But very simply, He's the one that wants to be the King. He's the one that wants to be everything that He can be through you and in you, because He'll take your feet and your hands and use them, as Gary said. We'll be able to plant the seed, plant the word, and God will do the increase, because it's all about Him and taking Him to where He wants to go instead of the places where I used to go. So thank you, Lord, that You brought me here today. On my way here, Lord, I just prayed one thing. I knew I left my Bible home, and I started to go back and get it. I said, no, Lord, Your word's in me, and You'll give me whatever You want me to speak when I get here. Why make up something and do this or do that, Lord? I said, you know, here I am. Use me. Let my words be acceptable to you, and my heart meditating right. But when you come in here and sing songs like that, how can you not get right? Because now I understand what those songs and those words mean and how joyous they make me feel, because I never felt it before. All I wanted to do was go on home or get somewhere to I go do my thing. But anyhow, let's see if I wrote anything else down here. The new meaning of all things, a new understanding, come adore on bended knee. Prior to that day when I met the Lord, I never got on my knees once. I never prayed once that I remember. I certainly never bent a knee and got down and said, Lord, I've come to talk. I want to talk to you. I didn't know I could. Or if I did, I didn't apply it. But I don't even remember knowing that. So you might just say he's brought me a long way and told me exactly what he expects out of me now, today, is to be what? Honorable and holy to him, carrying his presence through every situation, and stop running my mouth, because I'm a good person at running my mouth. I can run my mouth real hastily, saying all the wrong things. So Lord, just help me to be more honorable to you, and help me to acknowledge when I'm not, so I can get squared away and get back on the right course. So anyhow, let us adore him, because he's the one that come to adorn us. And he adorns us with his presence, that we can go about this Christmas season letting people know that he's alive and he's well and he's on the throne, and he wants to make them a king also. And he wants to tear that veil wide open so that we know that we can step right in before Daddy on bended knee and a pure heart and say and ask anything we want to, because it talks all about that in the book of, I think it's Ezekiel. How do we approach God anymore? Are we reverence to him? Are we reverent to him? Or do I hang beer cans on my Christmas tree? But now, do I come with him with the right heart, with the right feelings, with the right honor? Yes, Lord, I hope I do. And when I don't, Lord, you sure tell me right quick. There's something I need to confess, or I need to say that I'm sorry for, because I know you told me that it says in your word that you'll not even hear my prayer if I'm holding any and hiding any iniquity in my heart. So thank you, Lord. I prayed that all the way over here. Lord, if there's anything in me that's unlike you, I give it to you and get rid of it and take it. And I've confessed I still got a lot of things I hold on to that I know are not like you. But I like to think I'm getting better. I don't think I'm getting better. I know I'm getting better. Because now at least I know I need to confess it. Because God says, if you confess, I'll forgive and forget. So for all those that are still trying to get right themselves, it ain't going to happen. Let the Holy Spirit do for each one of us like it did for me. It told me who I was and who he was and what I needed to do and how to do it. So read your Bible. It says you will know their mind. Jesus said, you will know their mind if they continue in my word. You'll know their mind if they continue producing the fruit of the Spirit, which is in Galatians 5:22. Read those things, because above the Galatians 5:22 and Galatians 5:16, these are the things of the flesh. So if you're producing these things, you're in the flesh. You're not born again doing the proper thing. So get down to Galatians 22 and let those fruits abound from you. And then people can see and know and understand their head. Excuse me, that there has been a heart change. There's been a change in that person, the one that used to hang beer cans. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You brought me a long way. But I guarantee you one thing. I know I still got a ways to go, but I guarantee you one thing. I know this, that you told me I was in the race. I was in the mood to change. I wanted to change, because I knew there had to be a whole lot more, and I have found out there is a lot more, but it's only found in him. So thank you, Lord, for all those things that you continue to do with your people and in your people. And we just thank you, Lord. We adore you and love you, Lord. And we're expecting so many more great and mighty things in the future, because you said, don't live on the old manna. Don't live on the old manna, those things of the past. Look forward to the things that are yet to come. And it's just more of Jesus as he changed me, as I can grab a hold of the power from on high, which is who he is. And then he'll show others that he'll do the same for them.
Amen. New creature in Christ. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, anyone who is joined to Christ is a new being, a new creature, a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. He's changed us. He's changed us. God's in the life-changing business. Verse 18, all this is done by God, who through Christ changed us from enemies into friends and gave us the task of making others his friends also. So let God change your life, and then let him use us to change other people's lives. How? By giving them a word, being a fountain of life to those that hear us. A fountain of life. It's all about him. It's not about us. And we give him all the glory and thank him for that privilege of being used by him. So what's your permanent address? What is your address? You don't have to think about it. It's his presence. That's our address. His presence. That's where we want to live. That's where we want to reside. In his presence. Praise the Lord. And continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Psalm 122, verse 6. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. So Father, we do. We lift up Jerusalem. We lift up their leaders. We pray for them, Lord, that you'll give them wisdom and protection and supernatural victories. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for changing us. We thank you for continuing to change us, to continue molding us into your image. We thank you that we can celebrate you and celebrate the birth of Jesus. Thank you for our families. We can celebrate with them. Thank you that if we believe in you, that we will be saved and our families. So Lord, we look forward to every day being in your presence, being used by you, declaring your word, reading your word, feeding ourselves spiritually on your word. We thank you, God, for these opportunities and all the ones that you've planted those seeds in through this work. We pray, Lord, that there will be a harvest, that those folks will come to you. So we thank you and we give you all the glory. Thank you for these food bags that you've provided that we can prepare and go out into people's homes. We pray, Lord, that they'll be drawn to you because of this expression of your love by providing food to them. So we thank you, Lord. Those that have come off the streets, that were homeless, that are in programs, we pray for them, God, that you'll continue to minister to them and that you'll bring more of them to yourself, that they'll make the right choice, that they'll choose you. So we thank you, Father. We worship you and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So we'll be here Thursday with an outreach meal, Bible Thursday and Saturday, and then back here again on Sunday. All of our schedule will be the same except the Thursday between Christmas and New Year's. We won't be here. And we will be here New Year's Eve, Sunday night, the 31st. So thank you. God bless you.